one more time, and I would like to focus on verses 11 and 12. 11 says in Romans 13, "And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." I would like to draw your attention to this word armor. This word armor is used throughout Scripture as armor, as an instrument, and as a weapon. And when we look at the Greek, it literally means especially a utensil, especially for offensive warfare. Now, defensive is when you are being attacked. Offensive is when you are attacking. That the Bible is saying here that as this night is drawing to an end, as the day is at hand, we need to cast off the works of darkness and we need to prepare ourselves with the utensils, with the weapons to offensively fight the enemy. This same word is used in 2 Corinthians 10, 4 through 5, that says, "For the weapons of our warfare," the weapons there, "are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ." That saints, it is time for us to prepare for war. We need to cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. It also comes from the derivative word hepo, which means to be busy. That this isn't something that we just do, "Oh, I am prepared for war," and then we sit there. There is something that we need to do with this armor, with this weapon, with this utensil. We need to be busy about something. So I would like to back up now to verse 11 and focus your attention on the word awake, because I believe that this awakening is the prerequisite that prepares us to be busy about our offensive war, about the war that we are to wage against the very gates of hell. This word awake here comes from the word igarov in the Greek, and it literally means to wake out of sleep, as it's used in this context, to wake from a position of lying or sitting, to wake out of disease, to wake out of death, and figuratively meaning to awake out of inactivity, ruin, obscurity, and non-existence. And I would like to speak with you about five ways that I believe the Lord is calling us as a church to awake and to prepare ourselves for battle. Way number one is we are to awake out of sleep. We see this word used in Matthew 25, 1 through 13 in the parable of the 10 virgins. Now these were women that were pure and they were waiting for the coming of the bridegroom. As we are now, we are waiting for our Lord and our Savior to return. And as they were waiting, it said that he tarried. He waited. And as they were waiting for the bridegroom to come, they fell asleep. Now five were wise and five were foolish. And the foolish brought not oil to refill their lamps, but the five wise did. And as they heard that the bridegroom was coming, they awoke. And when they awoke, they looked at their lamps and they trimmed it. They made sure that the fire of their lamps was lit. But the five that were foolish and they had not oil, they had no fire in their lamps. Now this word oil is used throughout Scripture to represent the Holy Spirit. And I believe what the Lord is saying to us today is that we need to awake and check the Holy Spirit that is on the inside of us. We need to make sure that we have not fallen asleep in the Spirit. Someone who is asleep is someone who is inactive, dormant, not alert, and indifferent. We need to check ourselves spiritually. Have we become indifferent? Have we become not alert to the things that are around us? Have we become inactive on the things that Christ is telling us to do? We need to stir up the gift that is within us, and we need to check to make sure that we have the fire of the Holy Spirit on the inside. I believe that one of the ways that we can do this, we can check ourselves, is by praying in tongues. The Bible says that when we speak in another tongue, that we are edifying ourselves, that we are literally building ourselves up and making ourselves strong in the Lord. that we can use this as a way to check the fire that is within us. On the day of Pentecost, when they received the gift of the Holy Spirit for the first time, they spoke in tongues, and it was as if there were a flame of fire on their head. If you have been in a state in the church for a long period of time, and you are unsure if you have fallen asleep spiritually, I would advise that you awake and check that you have, that you can stir up the gift, the Holy Spirit that is within you. Wake up and trim your lamps. The second point that I feel that the Lord is telling us as a church we need to awake is out of a position of sitting or lying. This word is used in Matthew 8, 23 through 27 when Jesus is asleep in the boat. When Jesus is asleep, there is a storm that comes and rages, and the disciples become afraid, and they wake Jesus up. They igarro him. And when they wake him up, he then rises from his position of lying, and that same word is used, igarro, as he arose and he rebuked the winds and the waves. I believe, saints, that the Lord is telling us that we need to awake out of a submissive position unto the enemy. As we were singing, that Satan needs to be under our feet. Well, in order to get him under our feet, we need to be standing upright. We need to take the authority that Christ has given us, for the Bible says that the same works that he did, that we would do also. The Bible says that when we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, that we will receive power, that the same power and authority that Christ had as a Son of God on this earth, he has given unto us. And with that power and authority comes responsibility. We need to get up from our position of allowing Satan to trample all over us, and we need to begin to speak to the storms that are raging in our lives. We need to begin to speak to that mountain, as it tells us in Matthew 21, 21, that if you say to this mountain to be removed and to be cast in the sea, it shall be done. Begin to start speaking to those things that are in your life and take the authority that Christ has given you. Stop allowing Satan to trample over you and get him under your feet. Now, the third way that I believe that the church is supposed to awake is out of disease. We see this word used in Matthew 2, 1 through 12, or Mark, I'm sorry, Mark 2, 1 through 12, when there is a lame man that is let down from the roof before Jesus. And Jesus tells him that his sins are forgiven. This was not the answer that the people around were expecting to hear from Jesus. They began to murmur in themselves, what is he doing forgiving his sins? It's obvious that the man came to have his sickness healed. He wanted to be free of this disease that kept him bound to his bed. But Jesus said, what's harder for me to do? Is it harder for me to forgive sin, or is it harder for me to heal the sick? Now, the answer to that was that if he could do the greater, he could obviously do the lesser, that it was harder to forgive sin than it was to heal the sick, because to forgive sin is forgiving the and it's regarding the eternal state of someone's soul rather than healing, which is a temporal fix of the body. So Jesus was saying, if I can forgive your sins, what is it that I can heal his sickness? And he then said to the man, igarro, arise, take up your bed. The man rose up out of his sickness, and I believe the Lord is telling us today that we need to realize that if our sins are forgiven, what is it for Christ to heal our bodies? We need to rise up out of sickness that is holding us back from declaring war on the devil, that we are so consumed with what we are feeling, with the pain in our body, with the disease that we are fighting, that Satan has us off track, that we are not able to focus on the mission that is at hand. Rise up out of your sickness, because according to the word, it says that by his stripes that we are healed. The Bible says in Psalms 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. 3 John 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest be in health, thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I believe that, church, it is time for us to awake out of disease. My fourth point is that I believe the Lord is calling us to awake out of death. This word is used throughout Scripture in relation to Jesus being raised from the dead. Specifically here in Matthew 28, 6, when the women were coming to the tomb to find Jesus' body, and the angel said, that he is not here, for he is risen. That word risen is the same word igarro, awake. The Bible likewise tells us in Romans 6, 10 through 15, if you could get that for me, Romans 6, for in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye yourselves also to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord, that we need to reckon ourselves to be dead with him, just as he died. And the Bible says that when we are buried in baptism, we are buried with him unto his death, that we might raise with him unto life. Go to the next verse, please. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments. Here is that same word that we saw that we are to put on the armor, is the same word instruments, a weapon of offensive war, of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments, offensive weapons of war, of righteousness unto God. We need to get to the place, church, where we are dead to the things of sin. The Bible tells us in Romans 8, 6, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That this passage here, to be carnally minded, literally means to be occupied with the things of the flesh. What are you occupying yourself with? Because that determines whether you are being carnally minded or spiritually minded. Are you occupying yourselves with the cares of this life? Are you occupying yourselves with Netflix, Hulu, all of what it's that? If, are we putting our time, are we investing our time, our resources into things of this world, or are we putting our resources and our time into the things of the Lord? We need to awake out of a mentality of carnality, things relating to the flesh, and we need to rise to walk in the newness of life. We need to literally cast off these works of darkness and put on this armor of light. Stop yielding yourselves as instruments of unrighteousness. Our fifth point is to awake out of obscurity, non-existence, and ruin. We see this word used, Matthew 12, 11 and 12, about a sheep that is lost. This was on the Sabbath day, a day that work was not supposed to be done, a day where they were supposed to be resting. But yet, there was a sheep that had gone astray and had fallen into a pit. And Jesus is using this to show that isn't it good to do good on the Sabbath? That this man whose sheep had gone and fallen into a pit, even though it is a day of rest, even though it is a day that he is not supposed to be working, he still will go. And this word is used when he lifts the sheep out of the pit. He igarro the sheep out of the pit. And likewise, the Lord is saying for us as a church, as a body, we need to realize that we cannot be in a state of feeling at rest when there are sheep, lost sheep, that are in need of our Savior. They have fallen into a pit, and they need us to go and tell them. The Bible says that if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And I would like to say to you, if you are that sheep that is lost today, the Bible says that Christ desires to leave the 99. He would leave 99 righteous people to go and find the one that is lost, and that all heaven would rejoice over that one that is lost. The Bible says that isn't man greater than a sheep? If there is a man that has lost his sheep and he's going to go and lift him out of the pit, how much more are we to God? How much more does God love us than a sheep? How much greater of a commission do we have to go and to igarro, to awake those that are lost, those that have not had an experience with the Lord? The Bible says to, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. That if you are in a position today where you feel trapped in a pit, where you feel that you cannot get up, that you cannot awake out of the situation that you are in, if you have not had an experience with the Lord, if you have not been filled with his Spirit, I believe that it is the Lord's desire, I know that it is the Lord's desire to fill you with his Spirit today. to lift you out of your pit. Thank you, Jesus. And I know this is a little different, but I hope the pastor will be okay with this. I want to begin our altar call, but I want to do it a little differently. If you will rise with me, I would like for us to pray in stages. As we think about this awake, and as we are preparing to awake, the backdrop of this, remember, is warfare, that we are preparing ourselves to fight the enemy. In order for us to actively and efficiently fight the enemy, we must awake. And first, I would like for us as a church to stir up the gift that is in us. I would like for us right now to begin to pray, and for each of us, I don't want anyone coming to the altar, I want you to stay where you are. I want us to have a moment of reflection, of lighting that lamp that is within us, quickening the fire of the Holy Spirit that is within us. I want you to begin to pray and to stir up the gift. I want you, if you are able, to begin to pray in tongues. Check the fire of the Holy Spirit that is within you. Awake, church, awake! Keep it going, church. Now I would like for you to begin to switch and to begin to rise up out of a submissive position unto the devil. And I want you to begin to declare unto Satan that he must move. The Bible says to submit thyself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. Rise up right now, church, and take your authority. Begin to speak to those mountains and tell them to be removed. Begin to speak to the storm that is raging around you and tell it to cease and be still. Satan, you are under our feet in Jesus' name. That's terrible. At this point, if there are any that are sick, I would like for you to just step out into the aisle. Just step out into the aisle, and I would like for us to begin to pray for those that are in need of healing. As the four friends that helped their friend to get to Jesus, they paved the way for him to get to Jesus. They removed the roof from off the house. Let us begin to pray for our brothers and sisters in need of healing. Begin to pave the way for them to get to Jesus. Pave the way for them to get their healing. Receive their healing. I rebuke right now any hindrance that is keeping the body of Christ from walking in their healing. I command that the word of God is sent. The Bible says that it was sent and it healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Sickness, you have no place here. Get out in the name of Jesus. Spirit of infirmity, leave now in Jesus' name. We cast you out. Receive your healing now in the name of Jesus. Awake out of your disease and infirmity. Rise up out of a place of being ill. Let it go. Cast it off. Shake it off. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that it is by your stripes that we are healed. Lord Jesus, that if you have forgiven us of our sins, this is nothing for you to heal our bodies. As our brothers and sisters receive their healing, I would like for the rest of us to move into a place of repentance, to awake out of death. I would like for you to come to a point where you are submitting your flesh under the will of God, that we are to crucify the flesh right now in Jesus' name. Take a minute to just give it over to the Lord. That you would rise to the newness of life, that you would put on Christ.